That was a beautiful sight to see, Amy Copeland.
Felt pretty good too.
How did it feel? I'm really so proud of you, by the way. And this is so moving, I think, for everybody here to see what a massive accomplishment this is. Tell me, how did it feel when you were walking out?
So good. I mean, after being sitting or lying down for so long, just being vertical, you know, you take for granted how wonderful it is just to look people in the eyes.
Was there any point where you said, I can't do this, I'd rather die?
No. no, I don't. That was never really an option to me because, I mean, I love life. You know, it's a beautiful thing. And it's something that I don't take for granted anymore, never take for granted how beautiful it is, you know, seeing a sunrise or, you know, the ocean. I mean, animal, you know, it's just, it's so exhilarating. And even more so now, it's like the senses are so deepened. You know, smell, everything smells better. Everything is more vibrant, more colorful, even more beautiful than ever before.
When I first met you in Atlanta this summer, I have to say I was nervous. You know, I didn't know how I would deal with what had happened to you. It would make me uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But it became, I was made aware immediately that what you don't have is so eclipsed by what you do have. And it was such a remarkable opportunity and such an incredible experience for me to get to know you and to talk to you and to see your extraordinary optimism. I mean, you're just an amazing girl.
Yeah, that's what I tell people. And that's why I don't like to be called like disabled or like handicapped, because I'm like, you know, there's a lot that I don't have that other people have, but there's a lot I do have that other people don't have. And so I think we all, instead of saying I'm disabled, I just say I have different abilities.
That's such a great attitude. Mm-hmm.